This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're amazing. I hope you're well. I hope you're stupendous. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Man, we've had a busy day in the world of football and the world of sports. It's going to get even busier because it's Thursday. It means Thursday night football. Tonight, we got the Green Bay Packers and the Washington Commanders in Green Bay. This should be a lot of fun. Of course, we'll talk about the matchup. We'll give you a full preview in about an hour from now. Who's playing, who's not playing, who have a good game, who have a bad game. We'll get into all of that next hour. We got quite a few injuries as we start to think about week two of the NFL season. Aaron Rodgers is 41. He said he had a bad back on Sunday. What a shock. Xavier Worthy, taken out by his own teammate in Travis Kelce. Apparently, Xavier Worthy is, he's okay. We'll get into that. John Lynch. I don't care what he says. It doesn't sound like Brock Purdy is okay. Matter of fact, we got a lot of guests who are going to join us as well. Jennifer Lee Chan, she'll be here in about 20 minutes from NBC Sports Bay Area. We'll get her thoughts on all the injuries to the 49ers. Jennings and Kittle and Purdy, all the important people. Hey, next hour, I'm going to keep things moving. We're going to talk about the Dolphins. That should be pretty fun. Unless you're a Dolphins fan, it might be pretty painful in that regard. We're going to be joined as well by Josh Moser down in Miami. 7 News. Get his thoughts on Tyreek Hill. We got Matt Moore joining us later in the show from the Action Network. Every day there's something new that comes out about Kawhi. Somebody gave him $2 million on the side. Somebody invested money into this company. And somehow, someway, it all ends up in Kawhi's pockets. We'll get into that. We got more college athletes getting in trouble. What a shock. Everybody trying to make some money on gambling. And then we also got some solid college football games that are going to be coming up over the weekend. You know, so I want to talk about that today. I won't be able to be here with you tomorrow, unfortunately. So I wanted to get into some college football with you today. Got some interesting matchups. I know right here in Georgia, you got people looking forward to seeing what the Georgia Bulldogs do versus the Tennessee Volunteers. So we got a lot to do. If you want to be a part of the show, as people call me up, you know, argue with me about things. A guy called last night and he's like, hey, you know, Richard Sherman, you know, he's better than Darrell Revis. And I'm like, you know, I don't smoke, but don't make me start smoking to deal with this stuff. Okay. If you want to call up and test my patience, not really, but if you want to call up and just give me a piece of your mind politely, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you to everybody on the roads, the highways, the byways, the backyards, the back rooms, the submarines, the airports, wherever the hell you at. Thank you for being here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead, put it on your phone. You tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM. It's very serious. You can go listen on channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Real simple. Bacha, you ready for some more football? It's already end of the week.
And it's good football, too. It's not even just football. It's very good football.
Yeah, very good football. I mean, oof. We had Chris Russell on here yesterday. Covers all things Washington Commanders. He's like, the matchup, the football game that we got tonight between the Washington Commanders and the Green Bay Packers, he says that is his pick for the NFC Championship game. We'll just have to see. Just looking forward to this. We got Jordan Love. We got Jaden Daniels. Of course, two of the young quarterbacks in the NFL expected to continue to do some big things. But, you know, before we get into that, let's talk about some of these injuries. Let's start off with an old, I can't even say older. He is. He's both. He's old and he's older quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. Let's go through some of these injuries in the NFL, the prominent ones. Last night, I gave you a top six list. I told you about the top six active NFL players who are definitely going into the Hall of Fame. And Aaron Rodgers was number one because his Hall of Fame seat and his plaque, his bust, they got it probably underneath the building, all right? They're just going to take it out one day, dust it off, and go, man, we've been waiting for your old ass. Here it is. Try to keep your speech below 3 hours, okay? That's the hope for Aaron Rodgers. But as he torched his former team, the New York Jets, on Sunday, he had four touchdowns. He also got sacked four times. Aaron Rodgers had to defend his own offensive line, saying, hey, 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 pipe down. They're not raggedy. It's just me who's raggedy. He said a lot of those are his own fault. And then he revealed that his back was a little tight. I mean, is this just a matter of being an old quarterback? Matthew Stafford's been dealing with a slipped disc in his back. They had to give him a shot. Aaron Rodgers just says his back was tight. I guess that's what happens when you get old. Like my back, my oblique, I didn't know what it was until yesterday, and now it's killing me. But let's take a listen to Aaron Rodgers talk about his tight back.
I don't think I was moving that well, so I think I ran kind of into at least one or two sacks, so I got to do a better job of using my legs. You know, I might be old, but I still feel like I can move around pretty good, and I wasn't moving the way I usually like to move. So I thought the protection was good for the most of the game. There's a couple of fundamental things to clean up, but Pat's, you know, take care of those guys, and I just got to get the ball up.
Broderick was talking about how you were talking to him.
Why do you think you weren't moving around the same? Was it just first game action, or anything was behind?
I was a little tight. Back was a little tight.
Yeah, back was a little tight. Okay. No cause for concern. You know, he's an old guy. Back hurts on Sunday. Back is good on, not Monday, Wednesday, yesterday. Back is good today. I'm sure somebody stepped on his back. A couple of people stepped on it. A couple of people came through and gave him that, you know, that chop on his back. Maybe by the time they pull up to the game against the Seahawks this weekend, maybe somebody will give him a shot in his back. I don't know. I'm not worried about this man's back. Botch, are you worried about Aaron Rodgers' back?
If he continues to get sacked four times a game, yes. But right now, no.
Okay. He says they should be fine. He blames his back.
He blames his back for being sacked.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a bad excuse.
Oh, well, if his back is not tight, then he'll be able to move around a little bit more. Not like he did years ago, but no cause for concern with Aaron Rodgers. If they got to shoot this guy up with every needle possible to get whatever the hell they need to get out of him this year, The Steelers are definitely going to do so. And I see the Steelers going out there and beating the Seahawks, who, by the way, they lost to the 49ers. Yeah, I see them beating them. You know, people might think I got a beef with Sam Darnold. I don't. I just don't like him as a quarterback. He had a great year last year. He's just gunslinging. That's it. There's a story I have with Hey, Botch, you like stories?
If they're good ones, yes.
I don't know if this is a good story. You tell me at the end, all right? Be honest. In 2019, the Super Bowl was here in Atlanta. Okay, it was the boring-ass Super Bowl with the Rams and then also the Patriots. And so I was out about town. I don't remember where I was. I should know where I was. Oh, no. I was at a CAA party. I went to a CAA party at a popular place here called the Claremont Lounge. CAA took over the hotel. And so I went. And then you know who I saw and was introduced to there?
No. An agent?
Sam Darnold.
Oh.
Okay, I was just talking about Sam Darnold. You're not paying attention already.
No, because it could be a lot of people. Like
Producer of the show, not even listening.
No, I just didn't expect Sam Darnold to actually be around the Super Bowl. You know, he's never been close to one.
It's a convention at the same time. The whole Super Bowl week, it's a convention with the media row, the radio row, whatever they call it now. All types of people come in. Sam Darnold was there, okay? That's my point.
Okay, he's there.
All right, Sam Darnold is there at the lounge. I don't care about the guy. It's like, whatever. Hey, nice to meet you. Good stuff. Okay, keep it moving, right? So, later on, I don't know what time of day it is, but the party is now over and done. And me and my partner at the time, both her and I, went to go get food after the party. Where do you go to get food? Someplace you've never been. Waffle House, okay? We went to Waffle House after the party. You want to know who stumbled into Waffle House after the party?
Is it Sam Darnold?
It is.
Oh, wow. Was he?
He was fine. He was okay.
He was sober?
He was. He was accompanied by quite a few attractive young ladies, a few of them. I don't know if I need to bet. It's what it is. I'll tell you what I saw. And he was in. I sound like I'm snitching now. It's 2019. Who cares? He comes into Waffle House and we're all standing there waiting for our orders. And we get our food at about the same time. So we get in our car. And then I see him, Sam Darnold, in 2019, who's already, an NFL quarterback. He's got his rookie money. What was he, third or fourth overall out of USC to the New York Jets? He gets into an Uber. He gets into a raggedy Toyota with the same women that he walked in with. He gets into this Uber and he leaves. And I go, that's what Sam Darnold is leaving in? Do you remember there was a point in time with the New York Jets where Sam Darnold was out for a game due to mononucleosis?
Oh, yeah. That was after week one.
That was, mononucleosis is the kissing disease.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so I saw him, and I saw where he was leaving and what he was leaving in and who he was leaving with, and I just said to myself, oh, no wonder this guy got mono. But, hey, none of my business. I just told you what I saw. There is a story about Sam Darnold, whatever it is. Anyway, I don't trust a guy to throw a pass that actually makes it downfield consistently without going to the other team. And so if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm getting ready to take on the Seahawks, I am not worried at all about Sam Darnold. Hey, good luck. That's one guy down. Hey, speaking of another injured guy, we talked yesterday. We'll have a conversation in a few minutes with Jennifer Lee Chan about Brock Purdy. I have no stories of him. Brock Purdy got a busted shoulder. He got a busted toe. They're saying that he could be gone anywhere from just this game against the Saints this Sunday, or he could miss the next 4 to 5 weeks. Ouch. 49ers already got a busted up Juwan Jennings. They already got George Kittle on injured reserve. He's dealing with a hamstring. And now you got to throw Mac Jones out there. The 49ers were 0-2 without Brock Purdy last year starting. Mac Jones had to hold things down last season for Trevor Lawrence when he was still playing in Jacksonville. He went about 2-4, 2-5. Yeah, Mac Jones is not eliciting too much confidence in anybody. Kyle Shanahan gave us the news yesterday about Purdy. He's like, I don't know when he's coming back. But John Lynch was on the radio today. And this is what he had to say about that report that Purdy would be out 2 to 5 weeks. He was on the radio, KNBR, in the Bay Area.
What I can confirm is I talked to, obviously, our trainer, our doctor, Dr. Anderson, who's the preeminent foot and ankle specialist in the NFL. What we're dealing with is like kind of a week to week thing. So, that's our information. Brock's doing well, coming back from it, and we'll just treat it as such. He's doing a nice job, doing everything he can to get back out there as soon as possible. And so that's where we're at.
Man, I am such a horrific human being. When I hear preeminent foot and ankle specialist in the NFL, the first thing that comes to my mind is Rex Ryan. Like that, I hear foot, ankle, and NFL, I go, Rex Ryan. He's not just he might be a foot doctor, or he may pretend to be one. Anyway, you know what? We're going to take a break so we can get this thing together. We're going to have a conversation with Jennifer Lee Chan. She actually covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm going to get her thoughts on whether or not they actually need to ring the alarm bells for the San Francisco 49ers. You got a quarterback who you just paid $53 million a year to. He's busted up. You got your best tight end, one of the best tight ends in the game, in George Kittle. He gone. You got Juwan Jennings. He's hurt. He's been looking for money. How you going to get paid and you can't even play? And then you think about all the departures and how they've shaved money and they got young players. The veterans are gone. Debo is on the other side of the country. We'll see him tonight in Green Bay. We'll have this chat with Jennifer Lee Chan on the other side of the break. We'll talk about some other injured players. Deron Bland for the Dallas Cowboys. He's out. He just got paid. Guess this is Jerry Jones' worst nightmare in paying somebody that they don't play. Lamar Jackson, he might have shoved the fan, but he's guaranteed to play. He doesn't have to worry about that. We'll talk about Thursday night football between Washington and Green Bay. We'll get into the Dolphins, Malik Nabers. We got guys like Xavier Worthy and Chris Godwin looking like they're practicing. We'll talk about some college football. We'll get into some things that took place this day in sports history. There is a lot going on, and we got you covered here. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast.
That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm not cold as ice. I'm not. Hot like fire. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it's so much more than just another SUV at HyundaiUSA.com. And shout-outs to Hyundai. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are working to locate Jennifer Lee Chan. And once we get Jennifer on the line, we'll get her thoughts on these San Francisco 49ers. How injured they are. Whether or not they're cooked right out of the gate for this season. Right before we went to break, we talked about some of the injuries that have already occurred in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers revealing that his back was tight on Sunday, saying that's one of the reasons that he got sacked four times because he cannot move around. We talked about the 49ers and their injuries. We heard from John Lynch about Brock Purdy. He's like, yeah, 2 to 5 weeks, we hope so. And then John Lynch even continued on a little more. It may not be 5 weeks. He said they got the MRI back on his foot. And he says that it's actually a positive sign. Listen to this.
You know, we did that, and that led to the diagnosis and the timeline of kind of week to week type deal. So I'll leave it at that. It's medical stuff. We don't get into all the details there, but that's where we're at on a week to week deal. And I think going into the scans and all that, I'll tell you that the feeling was more on the positive side than what it could have been going in there. So, you know, that was a good thing. And we look forward to getting Brock back. But in his stead, we're confident in Mac and his ability to compete at a high level for us.
He's a backup for a reason, okay? Mac Jones is going to be out there handing the ball off. Hopefully they don't drive Christian McCaffrey into the ground. You got Brian Robinson. He just joined the team. Is now on the first game of the season against the Seahawks. 9 carries for 33 yards. I have a feeling without Brock Purdy, I think Mr. Robinson is going to get a lot of usage. There's your fantasy tip if you're looking to make some cash. If you lose money, don't blame me. Some other injuries that we've had. Yesterday we talked about the injury to Xavier Worthy, a dislocated shoulder. He avoided the knife, doesn't need to get cut open. We heard from Travis Kelce that it is his fault that the injury occurred. And it's been reported that today, Xavier Worthy is back at practice. He wasn't on the injury report, which is a good thing. We don't know the details. We don't know if they just popped that sucker back in and they rubbed it real good, threw some dirt on it, and figured that he'd be good to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, of which the Kansas City Chiefs are still underdogs. But it certainly bodes well for the Chiefs to at least have the threat of Xavier Worthy out on the field. He could be the world's best decoy, because without him, where's the vertical threat? Where's the downfield scare for the Kansas City Chiefs? I wouldn't bet on any of that at all. And so we got some good news there. It was just on Monday that Andy Reid, he pretty much said, hey, you know, with Xavier Worthy, we're going day by day. Listen to this.
As far as the injuries go, I know Xavier's the big question, and he's rehabbing and working his shoulder, and we'll just see where it goes day by day here. See where we end up.
No, we'll see where we end up. Well, it looks like he might play. Maybe he won't. I'd put him out there. I mean, what do I know? I'm not the doctor. I didn't study the dude. But what I can tell you is, if he can be a decoy, if he can get off the line of scrimmage without having his shoulder wrecked by a defensive back, do it. Why the hell not? He's a football player. It's going to help Patrick Mahomes, too. It's going to be a disgusting, awful, horrible world on Monday if the Kansas City Chiefs start the season 0-2. That just sounds almost impossible, but it's a reality that we might face. And speaking of injuries, how about another guy's injured? Now I know why Jerry Jones was just lamenting the fact, even though overall it didn't make sense, that he gives away these big contracts to guys and they get hurt. Dak Prescott talked about Michael Parsons. He's like, oh, did you see Dak get hurt? Mike missed a couple games. Why do I want to pay him? Trayvon Diggs busted up as well, left knee surgery. And then we got Deron Bland. This man played last week in a season opener, Thursday Night Football. You might remember Jalen Carter spat on a guy to start the game. Deron Bland played in that game. And then he injured his foot in practice this week. Jerry Jones just gave this guy a 4-year, $92 million extension just a couple weeks ago. And so now Deron Bland is out a couple of weeks. We don't know how long that is. This man led the NFL in interceptions a few years ago. It'd be nice if he could actually stay healthy. Anyway, his defensive coordinator. Yeah, they got a new one in Dallas. Matt Eberflus, he talked about Deron Bland's injury. Listen.
In terms of Bland, you know, it's obviously unfortunate for him. You know, I feel bad for him. You know, it happened during practice and all that, but obviously a great player. And he'll be working with the medical staff, and there's no timetables there in terms of that. But I do know that we got guys that are ready to play in there at the nickel spot, but also we're also looking at different personnel groups that we can also, you know, slide in there and take some of those reps and variations of that. And we'll see how it goes today and the rest of the week. But again, we haven't solidified anything there.
You know, listen, Deron Bland had a busted up foot last year. He had a busted up foot last year. The man has a busted up foot this year. He's only played one game. The Dallas Cowboys just gave him 4 years and $92 million on a contract extension. Based on what he did 2 years ago, where he had 9 interceptions and said, I'm going to take 5 of these to the house. This man was out here jumping routes, snatching passes, and taking them the other way. And Jerry Jones wants to complain about paying his players. Maybe you shouldn't pay guys who are injury prone. You think about that, Jerry? Meanwhile, you let one of the best edge rushers in the NFL just walk away. You trade him up to Green Bay. Be nice if Cowboy fans could actually trade away Jerry Jones. That would be nice. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Al is here from Buffalo. Shout outs to everybody listening in Western New York. I especially love Rochester. Al from Buffalo, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, how are you doing, sir?
I feel amazing. How are you?
I am outstanding. I love your show. I think you do a great job. Just got a little pushback from the top six from yesterday. And maybe it's just a general commentary on the whole who in, should be in the Hall of Fame to begin with. But Lamar Jackson, and I heard a bunch of people mentioning Josh Allen, too. I mean, don't you have to win championships to be considered in the Hall of Fame? Are you a guy that thinks that Eli should be in?
Yes, I do.
Just from the couple of rings?
Yes, yeah, the couple.
Doesn't his regular season body of work?
His regular season body. His regular. Well, the answer is yes. The answer. It's not solely just on his playoff performance. It's his longevity in the NFL. He was basically an Iron Man. His numbers are basically 50-50 when it comes down to his record interceptions and touchdowns. You can flip a coin on that. But the guy turned his game up to another level. It actually became winning time. And he didn't just do it once. He did it twice. And so all of those things coupled together are what I make or what I believe makes Eli Manning a Hall of Famer.
I kind of get that. But the Lamar Jackson argument, and like I said, I'm a Buffalo guy, and I'm not living there right now. I'm just going to be fully disclose that. But I don't think any of those guys could be considered as legitimate Hall of Fame shots until you start bringing home banners, man, until you start getting rings on your finger. And I just have issues with the whole Hall of Fame system, I think. Bro, it's just...
Then that's you're not the only person, because Deion Sanders has been quoted in the past as saying, hey, we need to have a standard for this. I'm in the Hall of Fame, and we don't just need to let guys in who are in the Hall of Good, which I agree. But I think
that's my argument.
Well, no,
yeah,
I agree.
That's exactly my argument.
But I think it's a little bit different. I think the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, I think they're a little bit more strict. I mean, if anybody was going to complain about any of the Hall of Fames, and there is no NBA Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame seemingly lets in anybody, taking into account their high school, their college, international play, the NBA. There's only a Basketball Hall of Fame. So putting that to the side,
yes, sir.
I think the NFL does a good job. I'm not complaining about that.
I don't know. I just kind of have issues with, I think, of Hall of Fame and Hall of Very Good, man, and it's just, it kind of messes with me.
Well, how would you induct guys? We got writers that are the ones who are sitting around doing this, and they certainly have their own biases. Do you want to now have players in charge of who goes into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely not. But I think championships have to be weighted way higher and have way more consideration than just...
I think they are. I think they are. I certainly think they are. There are plenty of players who have there are plenty of players who have amazing stats. I challenge you to go ahead and look up the stats of Simeon Rice and figure out why someone with his numbers isn't in the Hall of Fame.
He should be in. Well, he should be in, because as dominant as he was in his prime, I think he should be in.
Yeah,
but
he's not.
Listen, even being a Buffalo guy, I kind of question whether Andre Reed was that elite over a lot of other wide receivers.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what?
I don't know, man.
I'll shoot. Andre Reed was supposed to come on the show here at the early part of the season. I'll go ahead and play. I'll text him, and then when he comes on the air, we'll play this for him, okay?
I just want to see rings, brother. I just want to see rings.
Well,
and I think Hall of Fame and Hall of Very Good.
I agree with you.
Kind of intertwined with each other, and I'm not.
Okay, but I'll tell you. Okay, thank you, Al, for calling from Buffalo. I'll tell you this. Thank you, Al. Al said, "I don't know." Well, let me explain. I think, as it stands today, and it's a lot of manufactured argument, whether it be on social media or whether it be on television, everything is ring driven. Come on, Patrick Mahomes. We were having this conversation 4 years ago. Oh, my God. Is Patrick Mahomes going to win another ring? Oh, my God. Is he going to catch Tom Brady with six? And Tom Brady is like, no. I got seven now. What you going to do about that? And so there's so much conversation about rings and greatness. Like, people talk about Michael Jordan. Yeah, he got six rings. Is LeBron going to get six? No. No, he's not. Doesn't look like he is. But then people measure success with championships. And so we know the Hall of Fame can be screwy. We just had a jackass who decided that he didn't think Ichiro Suzuki was a first ballot Hall of Famer. And so we always going to have somebody that's not, it's nobody is perfect. No system is perfect. Not a damn thing is perfect. But I think there is a major emphasis on championships. And by the way, not everybody going into the Hall of Fame, quarterback or not, is going to be out here winning the title. Just the facts. You mean to tell me if Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen continue on their current trajectories for a few seasons, and I'd be shocked as hell if this doesn't take place, but you mean to tell me if neither one of these guys wins a championship and they keep doing what they're doing, then they're not Hall of Famers? They got to be. Come on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of Lamar Jackson, yeah, I think he's a surefire Hall of Famer. He's also a guy who is not going to be punished for shoving a fan. I'll explain on the other side of the break. 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we found Jennifer Lee Chan. She's getting all information in the 49ers locker room. And so we'll have a chat with her later on in the show to get the real scoop on what the heck is going on with all of those injuries. So we'll have Jennifer Lee Chan from NBC Sports Bay Area. She'll be here joining us later on in the show. Right before we went to break, well, more conversations about the Hall of Fame. Who's in the Hall of Fame? Who's not in the Hall of Fame? What the Hall of Fame is? What the Hall of Fame is not? Who's going into Kent and who's not? And then I also talked to you about a guy who I believe is going into the Hall of Fame because he has two MVPs. His name is Lamar Jackson. You might recall when the Buffalo Bills were charging around and charging back and before the Ravens gave up that big old play. Well, not the big old play. Before they choked the game away, I should say. They scored a touchdown. Lamar Jackson ended up getting patted on the side of the head while he's celebrating by a Buffalo Bills fan. And Lamar Jackson didn't appreciate it. He shoved the guy, which I don't blame him. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Okay, and it just so happens to be this is the NFL. They're separated. This is not exactly a Malice at the Palace. We're not going back to Detroit with Ron Artest. Damn, at this point, what was that, like 22, 23 years ago? Sheesh, I remember that. That was a Friday night. I remember that Friday night vividly. Anyway, Lamar Jackson got in trouble. He didn't get suspended. He's not being punished because he reacted to a guy. He reacted to a fan. That fan has been indefinitely banned from the Bills Stadium. I think it's called Highmark. He's been banned from NFL stadiums indefinitely. So they're going to make him sit on the bench for a little while. And so why would you punish Lamar? He ain't do nothing but react. But Lamar Jackson yesterday, he apologized. He said, listen, I messed up, but next time leave me the hell alone.
It just happened. Like, I got pushed. I'm like, what? I thought I was like outside. I wasn't even thinking about me being out there on the field. But my apologies to that whoever that was. I don't know who it was. My apologies to him, like. Just chill next time. Just, you know, you can talk trash and stuff, but keep your hands to yourself, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, just keep your hands to yourself. I said some of these fans like to act like they are out in the street. Like these players are nothing but props to them. They just exist. No. Would you shove Lamar Jackson? Would you slap him on the side of the head if you saw him outside? I think the hell not. You get your ass crushed. That's a bad idea. And so now they move on to the Browns. Well, I think the Cleveland Browns are just, they're going to get slapped around. I did see Grant Delpit. He was asked about tackling Derrick Henry. And he's just like, yes, yeah, it's easy. It's like, no problem. Derrick Henry's like, okay, we'll see how easy it is on Sunday. Okay. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson shoving guys. He's like, eh, whatever.
I haven't talked to him about it too much. I mean, he and I had a conversation about it in terms of just the you know, a little bit about what happened, and so I'm very confident he understands what he needs to understand, and I know he talked to Eric about it at length, had that conversation with Eric. So as far as I can tell, I think we're in a real good spot with that.
Okay. All right. Ain't nobody think about that. Keep your hands to yourself, and stop throwing green objects on the field. Let's stop that too. 888-710-4ISN. Mike is here from Wichita in Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Thank you. You know, in most things, whether it's business, relationships, Hall of Fame, I've found that most things are well done are a product of art and science, not an inordinate amount of either one. And, you know, your man who called in earlier is like, I'm all about the rings. He got all excited. Well, Barry Sanders, I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of him, running back that came out of Wichita.
Dan Marino don't have a ring. He don't have one. Fran Tarkin. There's right. A couple of guys.
Right. And on the other hand, Eli, I'm sorry. I mean, I'd love to say I want to vote for him if I had a chance. But, you know, you sit there and go, okay, Was it he had a great team, or is just a homogenous group?
Wait a minute.
I look at him and I think of my memories of him. I watched football all my life. I don't think of him being a great quarterback. He just did the job.
Wait a
Flacco?
Minute, Mike. Wait,
put
Mike.
Flacco in there?
No. Mike, forget Joe Flacco for a second. Hell no, no. You watched Eli Manning win two Super Bowls, take his team, win two Super Bowls. Yeah, he had a great defense. But come up with some of the biggest moments in NFL history, and you look at Eli Manning and just go, oh, it was just the team? You mean to tell me that I could have thrown any quarterback back there? I could have put Trent Dilfer there? And Trent Dilfer, did he make those type of plays when he won a Super Bowl? Like, what are we doing?
Well, it's all relative, and I'm old, so I forget things, so I'm not totally throwing him under the bus. I'm just saying that I would, right or wrong, I would not write his name down. If you told me write down 20 great quarterbacks, I would just forget him.
Not,
maybe it's because he's too humble.
Yeah,
I don't.
Well,
know.
It's not. Well, we don't. The NFL has been around for more than 100 years, and so we're going to have more than 20 great quarterbacks, which is why we honor the quarterbacks in every era. But here's another way to think about the Hall of Fame, right or wrong. You know, this is specifically when it comes to Eli Manning. What impact did said player have on the NFL? It is impossible to look at NFL history and say that Eli Manning had no impact. He did. He had some of the most impactful moments, especially who and what he did it against. The fact that it was against the New England Patriots and Tom Brady twice. He's like a dragon slayer. He took his game. He took his game from just being, I'm a good quarterback. I play every game. You know, I win some, I lose some. But when the stakes were the highest and toughest, when it's negative 50 degrees outside, when his team is down, he literally went from being Clark Kent to Superman. That I don't think that's something that you can ignore. There's different strokes for different folks. There's greatness that comes in different ways. Not everybody is going into the Hall of Fame because they won 8 championships or 7 championships like Tom Brady.
Yes.
There's different ways to get in. Michael Jordan is great in his own way, and so is Bill Russell. It's just there's differences.
That's right. And it's hard to quantify. I mean, you could get out a spreadsheet and say, look, you got to be in the top 10%. We weight that, and then a ring will give you a little more, and you could figure all that out. But then we'd be, you know, in the art and not in the science and not the art. So it's difficult, and that's why you have a sports show, and that's why people like to call in. I would like to say this, and I mean this sincerely. I've listened because you are really cool. You're suave, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's like, how does this guy do this? And I know how you do it. You just do it. Because anybody else who has the same product that they're trying to do, whether it's on the streets or in a bar, is trying to be cool. And somehow you just pull it off. It's amazing.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm just being me, Mike. Thank you so much for calling from Wichita.
That's what makes it amazing.
Well, appreciate you. Thank you. Shout outs to Mike for calling from Wichita. Call me suave and cool. Suavemente. I'm not doing nothing. All I'm honestly trying to do is sit here. I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to have fun. And at the same time, I'm not trying to say anything too provocative where they tell me, hey, man, your key card doesn't work tomorrow. That's it. That is it. There's nothing else to it. I appreciate that. And this is crazy. We have to have this conversation. This conversation has to be had on the other side of the break because I can't fit it in the, you know, minute, 2 minutes that I have here before we go to commercial. It's about Hall of Fames, and it's about greatness in sports. That's what it's about. What defines greatness? Like, this is now a 2-3-day theme about Hall of Fame and who gets in and who doesn't get in and what does a Hall of Fame mean and how do you get... Were you one of the best in your era? Was you out there busting ass? Did you win championships? Were you just great? Like, flat, plain, simple, to the point. The Hall of Fame means when you played, you were one of the best. Done. Okay? Whether you were a fan, a peer, somebody in the media, the Hall of Fame means when you played, you were one of the best. That's it. Did you accomplish a lot? Is it championships? Is it records? Man, Calvin Johnson was just like, man, I ain't doing this no more. Played for the Lions. Megatron, you got to put him in the Hall of Fame, right? One of the best. And a big part of it is, in a lot of cases, it's fun to argue, fun to not. Can you argue for it? Come on. Who looks at one guy looked at Mariano Rivera, goes, not a Hall of Famer. What are we doing here? Or Derek Jeter. Excuse me, Mariano. Only unanimous. Excuse me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about greatness and great things and great people on the other side. We'll also give you a preview of Washington and the Packers. Don't move. JR Sport Brief Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.